morning, everybody. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So glad to see you all today. Or did you come expecting? Nobody come expecting today?
Yeah.
We might as well just go home.
Fear of
Amen. Hallelujah. Those of you that ordered t-shirts, I'll have them next Sunday. They came in Friday, so they'll be here next Sunday. Hopefully I won't get too excited right now, and I will lay there right there. Well, I mean, I hope I will, but I don't, you know what I mean. All right. Make sure you get a Sunday handout. Everything you need to know is in there, and what you don't know, you can ask me. All right. Let's get into the Word this morning. Let's stand and... We didn't come to be entertained. We come to worship the Lord.
Amen.
It's all about Jesus, right?
Amen.
It's all about Jesus.
Amen.
And you will leave today not like you came, in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible tells us in Luke 10:19, "Behold, I have given you authority." Somebody say me. "And power to trample on serpents and scorpions, and physical and mental strength and ability over all the power that the enemy possesses, and nothing shall anyway harm you."
Amen.
As I was in prayer this morning for the service today, I heard the words, you know, "by the power invested in me." And a lot of times people say that at the end of a wedding. "By the power invested in me, by the state of whatever, I now pronounce you man and wife." And I got to thinking about that, and I thought, wow, if that is, you know, that word vested means fully and unconditionally guaranteed as a legal right, benefit, or privilege. And the state has given an individual the power, legal right, to make two souls one flesh. So imagine that kind of power that you could speak over the person if you've been ordained or got your license to marry someone and make it legal, how much power that is. What about the power that's been vested in us as Christians? So when you go into prayer, you're going to say, "By the power invested in me, devil, I command you to take your hands off of my family. By the power invested in me, I command you to take your hands off of my finances, off of my health." Amen. And so if the Spirit of God, the Word tells us, which dwells in us, gives us power, is the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. So by the power vested in us by the Almighty God through the Holy Spirit, we can change the world around us. We can create the atmosphere. We can raise the dead, heal the sick, release protection, cause multiplications, and bind demonic forces in the earth. Why? Because of the power that's invested in us. And we're not waiting on God. God's waiting on us. Amen. He's given us the power to go and to do these works. You know, so Acts 1:8 says, "But you shall receive power, ability, efficiency, and might when the Holy Spirit has come upon you."
Yes.
Yes. Romans 8:11 tells us, "And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you," is it living in you?
Yes.
"He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies."
Yes.
Why? Because of the Spirit who lives in you. The power that's been invested in you through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And then he just added it to it by saying, "I'm going away, and I'm not going to leave you without power. I'm not going to leave you without a power to do what I've called you to do." And he said, "The works that I'm doing, you're going to do greater and greater measure than I do." Luke 10 says, "Behold, I give..." let's go back to Acts. I didn't read that. Let's go to Acts 28. You remember when Paul shook the snake off, flung it in the fire, or threw it in the fire, and suffered no harm at all? And when I thought about that, I thought, wow. Wow. You know, when the enemy comes in, the Word says, like a flood, the Spirit of God's going to raise up a standard against him. And what I seen when I read that scripture was people praising the Lord with their hands uplifted. And if you felt like you've been bit by the serpent, if you felt like you've been hit by one of those fiery darts, I challenge you this morning to lift your hands and watch those things flung off into the Holy Ghost fire and burn up. Amen. That sickness and that depression and that oppression and that feeling of lack and that feeling of shame and that feeling of unworthiness As you lift your hand, as Paul did, he shook the snake off and fled with the harm in the fire and suffered no harm, the word tells us. So this morning, I want to challenge you to lift your hands and shake it off today. Amen. Shake it off. Shake it off. God's given you an anointing to shake it off. Amen. And Holy Ghost, we welcome you into this place today. We've not come to be entertained or to look nice and pretty, but we have came to see you in your power and demonstration of that power. I believe today that no one will leave here like they came. I thank you that bodies are going to be healed today. Depression is going to be thrown off of some people today. Those that feel shame and lack and unworthiness, they're going to leave this place today filled, refueled to go out in next week and tell somebody the good news of Jesus Christ, which is you don't have to be depressed no more. You don't have to be oppressed no more. You don't have to feel shame no more. But Jesus has come to set you free. Shake it off. Shake it off in the fire today. Amen.
For everything. And I want you to pay attention to the words, and I want you to begin to do what this says. And I said something I was telling Brother Bob. I said, this is the kind of song I really like, because it's the kind that goes out with you, and it just keeps coming up and coming up. And when you speak Jesus, you're speaking the word. When you speak Jesus over any situation, you're speaking the word of God. So I want you to, and I know this is kind of different, but the Holy Spirit said this is the way we're going to do things, and we just want to follow Him today. All right, guys.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
Okay, come on.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. Speak Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety. Every soul held captive by depression, I speak Jesus.
Yes.
Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. Shout Jesus from the mountains and Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name of Jesus.
Do that again, church.
Shout Jesus from the mountains and Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus, for my family, I speak the holy name of Jesus.
Do you mean that?
Shout Jesus from the mountains and Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. And Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name of Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire.
Do that bridge one more time, church. I just feel like, I don't know, I just hear, you know, you get this sense that you just need to believe this and begin to shout it over your family, over your situation, whether it's healing or need or depression or anxiety. Church, are you ready? Come on.
Shout Jesus from the mountains and Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name of Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lord, we praise you today. Amen. And amen. Amen. Glorious. Hallelujah. The authority. Just the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. At the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Soul. Now your freedom. knew Jesus when I met you. When you called my name,
what?
And I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness into your glorious day. You called my name, and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness into your glorious day. I needed rescue, my sin was heavy, but chains break at the weight of your glory. I needed shelter, I was an orphan, but now you call me a citizen of heaven. When I was broken, you were my healing. Your love is the air that I'm breathing. I have a future, my eyes are open. But when you call my name, I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness into your glorious day. You call my name, and I ran out of that grave, darkness into your glorious day.
Hallelujah. Folks, we were all there. Amen. We were all back there. We were all in the grave. Hallelujah. Burdened down. Glory to God. The thing is, some Christians don't know it yet. And they're still acting like they're still buried. Glory to God. Don't you love Jesus today? Hallelujah. Well, this is an old song. I don't know if you have the words, but this is a song that came from a church at Lexington years ago, and it's just, Lord, I lift my voice to praise you. Lord, I make a choice. It's a choice to give you praise. Lord, I lift my voice to praise you. Lord, I make a choice. And then it says, because there's no other one like you. You're all I ever need. You're the rock that I run to. As we lift our voices to Him today.
Lord, I lift my voice to praise you. To give you praise. Lord, I lift my voice to praise you.
I make a choice.
Lord, I make a choice to give you praise.
For there is no other one like you now.
There is no other one like you. The rock that I run to.
When all around me, Lord,
when all around me, Lord, seems to fall apart, I run to you.
There I find
a peace to heal my mind. Lord, I lift my voice to praise you. Lord, I make a choice to give you praise. Lord, I lift my voice to praise you. Lord, I make a choice to give you praise.
For there is no other one like you. You would mean it today.
There is no other one. You're the rock that I run to. When all around me, Lord, to fall apart.
What do you do?
There to you, and there I find a peace to heal my mind. Lord, I lift my voice to praise you. Lord, I make a choice to give you praise. Lord, I lift my voice to praise you. Lord, I make a choice to give you praise.
Oh, glory to God. We choose today, Father, to just worship and magnify you, Lord. That when things look like, if we looked at them with our eyes, there's nothing going right. Everything is bad. Father God, we stand on the rock. You are our rock in the midst of any kind of situation, Father God. We stand on your word today. Hallelujah. You know, and it's all because of what he did for us. You know, and the world wants to deny this. The world wants to deny the fact that we need the cross of Jesus. When he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father except through him. And then they don't like to sing about the blood, but without the blood, there's no remission of sin.
There's a place where mercy reigns and never dies. There's a place where streams of grace flow deep and wide, where all the love I've ever found comes like a flood.
There's that flood.
Comes flowing down. At the cross, at the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in all of you. I'm in all of you. Where your love ran red and my sin sin and shame are powerless. Where my heart has peace with God and forgiveness. Where all the love I've ever found comes like a flood, comes flowing down. At the cross, at the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in all of you. I'm in all of you. Where your love ran red and my holy ground, here I bow down, here I bow down, here, arms open wide, here, you saved my life, here I bow down, here I bow, at the cross, at the cross, I surrender my life, I'm in all of you. I'm in all. is found here on holy ground. Here I bow down. Here I bow down. Here, arms open wide. Here, you saved my life. Here I bow down. Here I bow. At the cross. Cross, I surrender my life. I'm in all of you. I'm in all of you. Where your love ran red and my sin washed white, I owe all to you. I owe all to you. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Let me ask you something. Sung that song all my life. What are the trophies you're going to lay down? It's anything that you think you might have earned, which we haven't earned, but any reward you think you might get. You know what we all are going to do? In the Revelation, it talks about them. What? The elders of the church just throwing everything down. Where? At the feet of Jesus. So I'll cherish, come on,
the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged.
You're going to exchange the cross for a crown? We get to heaven, you know what we are? We won't need that cross anymore. We're going to, right now, by faith, we're kings. And he's the king. But what's going to happen? We get to heaven, we won't need that cross. He's got a crown waiting for us. Church, that's the message we need to get out to our, to a, even a Christian world that needs to hear how much God loves it. So I'll cherish, come on,
the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged someday for a crown.
Glory to God. You know, you may be seated. We're going to take up our offering. And I just thank God for our ushers. And I thank God for using them to come. And as you give, I just speak God's blessing on you. That, Lord God, we just thank you that you meet every need. You take care of new life and pastors and bills. Lord, we thank you for that and for blessing your people. You said if you give, you'll bless. It's just a promise of God. And we thank you for that. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. You may be saying, oh, she's doing that song again. But I just have goodness following me every step of my life.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God.
All right, church.
And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you were close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful.
Amen.
And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Now this is my favorite part. Now you got to imagine this.
Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after. It's running after me.
Do it again now.
Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. And all my life you have been faithful.
You believe that, church?
And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God.
I tell you what, Miss Darlene, can you come and give a testimony? Listen, folks. Woo. Now, she wasn't expecting this, but God, right? Hallelujah.
Okay, September 26th was my birthday, and that whole week people had been blessing me with junk food as gifts. Anyway, I started having issues, digestive issues, and the next week it was no better, and 2 weeks later I think it was still no better. So I went to the doctor, and they wanted to do a CAT scan, but they couldn't enhance it because I'm allergic to shrimp. And I wouldn't let them put anything in my veins, even though they, you know, act like it's a big deal that they can't do that. But, you know, I'm like, you're not going to poison me. I'm sorry, you're just not. Okay, so The results came back, and they called me and said that the doctor said that he thought I had colitis. Well, I looked up what colitis is, and I mean, you know, when you look up your thing on the internet, get ready, it's going to scare you to death. It's going to be something horrible. So I looked it up, and it talked about all of these horrible things that they do to people. And anyway, so they scheduled me for another test, to a consultation for another test 2 weeks later. And in the meantime, you know, you're waiting and you're wondering. So I come to church, and I had the ladies pray over me, and I told them what the CAT scan had said, and they prayed over me. And Martha said, it's going down right now. There was not going to be a swollen colon or a thickened colon or anything else. So I just believed, and I stood with that. And so anyhow, I ended up going to see an herbalist, and she gave me some herbs, and that helped. And all of this in the meantime, because I was still having the stomach trouble. My stomach was still hurting, and so they told me all these things that could be wrong with me, but they didn't give me anything to help it. So anyway, long story short, I go to see the GI doctor. He said, first of all, he said, I'm going to tell you what I think. He said, you have a 0.5% chance of having cancer, so get it out of your mind. And I'll tell you, that's exactly what was going through my mind. And it was exactly what I was fighting, because anytime they send you back a CT that says that it's questionable and uncertain, you know, that's the first thing that goes through your head. Yep. It just is. And so when he said that, I'm like, oh, praise God. Yes, I'm good with that. So anyway, I had my test this week, and he said that I had the colon of a 20-year-old. However, I should avoid all milk products.
Yeah. Amen. Wow. Wow. Praise God. I mean, you know, the enemy likes to torment you with what he tells you it is, what it is. And the thing that she did, which was so awesome, is it was Wednesday night Bible study. She decided, you know what, I know what's going on down there at church on Wednesday night. She was on fall break, so she said, you know what, I'm going down there for prayer. And, you know, praise God. God's goodness is running after you, Darlene. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Lord, we just love you so much today. Thank you for the testimony. And thank you for others, Father, in the past month that we've prayed for. That we lift them up right now, that have come up to us and said, I've got cancer, or I've got this, or this is going on. And Lord God, you're the mighty healer. You're the awesome person. That we speak Jesus over every situation. And everybody said, amen. Glory to God. Well, it is the first Sunday, which is the day of rest for our teacher back there, and to enjoy the Word of God. So we're thankful for that.
Lamar, yes. And I got a praise report. As of all y'all know, Men Bradley went to Houston this past Wednesday. Church prayed for him, the barn prayed for him, Rita on at music practice. And he got a good report. When the doctor, main doctor, going to come in to see you, that's the nurse, the doctor's assistant come in to see us. That's a good sign right there. And his test was nothing else had shown up. Liver, pancreas, kidneys, or nothing. Bottom part of his esophagus showed better. The top part might have been irritated a little bit. And they said, she said, do you think you need to go back on treatments? Bradley said, no. Said, I don't worry about things like that. Well, she said, a lot of people wants to do it because of precautionary errors. He said, I don't worry about that. That's way done. And she said, well, I think Dr. Johnny, his main doctor, would be okay with that for 3 months. And we've been going, well, they've been going every 8 weeks. And this time she said, she come back and said, Dr. Johnny said, that's okay. I think we'll be good with no treatment still. We'll go to January 31st and we'll see what happens. Amen. Come back for another. Amen. And y'all prayed for my brother. He had a kidney issue, and Dr. Angel said, you know, are they going to keep an eye on it? Things look pretty good, no cancer. And out there at the MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, it's every time you see cancer, they got a red line through it. And I just thought, that's
blood
God.
Jesus.
The blood, it's red. The blood of Jesus is striking out cancer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord.